have a beautiful spirit. They bring something very special. Just see if I can hold this and do this. It's always fun when they fall off. Part of living, part of life, right? Well, so the last time I was here, I talked about volunteers. And here we have these new members coming in, and they've been volunteering, and they have been doing things in this church already. But I failed to talk about one major volunteer last time I was here. And I just want to clarify that, because, you know, the number one person who volunteered his life was Jesus. Talk about the ultimate volunteer, right? So just think about that. You know, from 2 weeks ago, just think about how Jesus volunteered and volunteered everything he had. So here we are talking about joy. So what is joy? What is joy to you? Anybody? So I'll just say, joy is an extreme version of being happy. And joy is not about anything on the outside of us. It's not connected to something out here. It has no connection to the material world. Although sometimes we think it does, right? Or we want it to. We think a car will bring us joy, no car. And usually that lasts until the first ding happens, and then suddenly it's not such a big thing anymore. But joy is a place of being. It is when we come to that inner place in our hearts where we're being one with the divine, one with the collective consciousness, one with knowing that all is well. Even in the moments, things don't look as great as they might. But we know behind it, all is well. That's sometimes hard for us, but I know that it's very true, because it's not the external items in our lives that bring joy. There's the book the Dalai Lama and Bishop Tutu, Archbishop Tutu, wrote about the Book of Joy. And they talk about their life experience and what they went through. At 24, the Dalai Lama was kicked out of his country and he hasn't been back. And he had to sneak away, go down mountains. They took away his glasses, and he can't see anything without his glasses. And he had to go down the mountainside. He said it was the scariest thing he had ever done. But he knew that all was well. There's that place where we know that we know that we know. Because indeed, we can overcome difficult times. We can overcome those tragedies that happen, and we can do all of that without being broken. I'm just going to leave that there for a minute. We can do all of that without being broken. Many times we might even want to be broken for a while, but the truth is, we don't have to be broken. We can overcome it. We can be sad and yet peaceful. So I'm not talking about taking away our feelings. I'm talking about being real and walking in faith and having such faith that every circumstance provides an opportunity to know God. Somebody was telling me one day, why is this happening to me? I've done Unity for 50 years. I've done this. I've done that. And I said, you know, this is where the rubber hits the road. This is when you get to practice everything that you've been learning. For 50 years, you've been learning how to deal with difficult situations. And today you have one. Not fun, but true. And we can find the joy right there. Richard Davidson, who is a neuroscientist, researched the unified theory of the happy brain. And he found that there are four distinct brain circuits that influence our well-being. So four distinct ones. The first one is our ability to maintain positive states. So whatever's going on, we can find that place within where we have a positive state. And from there, we can start to love and have compassion for whatever's happening, whatever it is. We have the ability to recover from negative states. Oh boy, that's good, because sometimes we have those negative states that we need to be able to come up from, don't we? Yeah. And can we have both of those at the same time? Uh-huh, we can. We can have that place where we know that all is well, and we can have that positive state, and we can be sad. We can be sad. So the third one is our ability to focus and avoid mind wandering. This is where meditation takes place. So if you've got a mind that is wandering out there left and right and going here and there, what can you do? Can you call it back? Can you use a mantra? Can you pay attention to your breathing? Can you make a decision to be at peace and be there in your breathing, in your knowing, in your mantra, in your affirmations? Yes? So this is something that makes us very different and gives us the ability to remain in joy even in tough times. We can remain in joy, because that joy is a place of peace. It's a place where it's bigger than happiness, because happiness has all to do with outside stuff. The fourth one is our ability to be generous. Our ability to be generous. And I think that's such an important one, because that also looks like where we volunteer from. That looks like when we go out and help other people. We step out of ourselves and say, what can I do for you? This looks really tough. What can I do for you? How can I help you? There was a father that had a young son that was really not happy. He just wasn't happy in life. So they decided they'd take him on a vacation. And so they took him to a very active, one of those amusement parks. It was all active and noisy, and he didn't like that. That was really not what he wanted. So they said, well, okay, let's step away from this. And let's go to a natural zoo, one of those zoos where the animals are running wild on the grounds and they can come up to the cars and they're not enclosed in any way except with a big fence. So they did that, and they got out in the parking lot and got it out of the car. And here comes this big bear. And this big bear is going right for them. And the kid's like, oh my God, Dad, we got to get out of here. So they run, jump back in their car. So now they're driving around. And they think, well, let's stop again and see what it's like here. And so they stop. And here comes an ostrich. And if you've ever had an ostrich chase you, you know, A, they're fast, and B, they can peck like the devil. So once again, they're running, and running as fast as they can. And they get back in the car, and the kid is just jumping up and down, jumping up and down. Now, the sister is not very happy with any of this. She's like, can we go back to the amusement park? No, but the young man who has been so unhappy says, Dad, you're the best. You're a hero. You've saved my life. You've saved my life. All the things that we see one way, someone else can find the good. This young man finally got what he needed, was that divine connection. Aren't we all looking for the divine connection? With our parents, with our children, with our friends. That's what it's about. Joy is about a divine connection. So the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu talk about using meditation and joy as medicine. Charles Fillmore talks about one of the ways that we can heal is to use joy. It's in his book on truth. I was so surprised to find it. In 3 John 1-4, it said, I have no greater joy than to hear my children are walking in the truth. It feels good when you can look at somebody and know all is well. They're walking in the truth. Even if that moment, things don't look so good. So this young family in this open zoo found the peace the young man needed. And we can find that peace. One of the things that we can remember are the three P's. And that is that things are not perfect. You know, we can have this idea of something, and it usually turns out a little different than we thought it was going to be. And it's going to turn out perfect, but it wasn't perfect for what we thought perfect was. Things in life are not meant to be taken personally. Things happen, and we get to decide how we're going to respond. Yeah, not meant to be taken personally. And the other thing is, things are not permanent. Have you ever noticed that? Things are not permanent. You think they are, and then, oh, well, we're into another week, and things have begun to change. So I don't know how many of you know Jeannie Robinson. Any of you know her? She's a lecturer. She's given a talk on don't send a man to the store. If you have not, I invite you to write that down now. Jeannie Robson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. She's on YouTube all the time. Or you can just Google, don't send a man to the store. And then watch all of her little YouTube blasts. Funny, funny woman. Brings such joy to me because I laugh at things that are so true and yet so unimportant. She really kind of gives that to us. So I invite you to take some time with that because she is funny. So last time I was here, I just talked and talked and talked and talked. And I promise not to do that this time. What do y'all think? But talked enough?
Oh, joy.
Oh, joy. Exactly. Exactly. I'm going to end, and I'm going to end with a quote from Henry James. And Henry James says, there's three things we need to do. The first one is to be kind. We all agree with being kind, right? He says, the second one is to be kind. And I bet you can guess the third one. It is to be kind. And so I leave you with be kind. Be gentle to yourself. Be gentle with yourself. And love. Amen. And so now we will go into that time and place and space where we know the truth and we can settle in and we can listen. We can listen to that connection of the heart. The connection with the heart. For the heart hears. You can ask that heart space, that divine energy, what is mine to do right now? What do I need to let go of right now? I reach out, I embrace joy. And embracing joy, I feel a sense of peace. I feel a sense of divine timing and divine order. I can now decide to be joyful. I have a mind that can be redirected. And there are times that it needs to be redirected. There are thoughts that just float in the air, this way and that. And they're not all ours. We can turn away. We can turn to that place of joy. Think of something that brings joy in your life. Maybe it's a pet that you've had, or a grandchild, or a child. Think of that place where you always smile. It's just a moment of joy that can't be taken away. Focus on that. Allow your heart to open, to just melt into this joy. Be willing to carry this image with you. Be willing to call upon it when needed. We live in truth. We know that God is all. We are never separate from the divine radiance. We allow our light to shine, to illumine those in darkness. Our light shines. I let go of the struggle. To be. Joy, a state of being, and we choose to be. We connect with the eternal, and we allow ourselves to gently return, connected, filled with joy, willing, able to be. And we know that it is so. Namaste. Thank you.